left off last week, we were talking about the different reasons why we say Karbanos in the morning. So one was an issue of Talmud Torah in general, and one was something unique about learning the sugyas of Karbanos, as the Gemara says, the end of Masechet Menachos, Kol Oisek Torahs Oila, Ki Lo'ikav Oila, etc. There is a question just how seriously we take that Kol Oisek Parashas Oila. So there are some people who have the custom that when they say the different parts of Ezim HaKoyman, so they say, Yiratzon, Kili Krafti, Oila, Yiratzon, Kili Krafti, Shalom, they take it really, really seriously. So the folks discuss with those who say that, should they say it on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, you're not supposed to be Machav and Oila, Shalom, only Kabbanis Tibur. Then there's a Shaila, can you say, Yiratzon, Kili Krafti, Chatas, Kili Krafti, if you weren't Machal Shabbos, B'shoigeg, you're not allowed to bring a chatas. That's chul nazara. So some have the nusach. They say yiratzon sheimnis chayafti kilu krafti chatas. So there's a further machlekes in the Sar Shulchan Aruch. But what about nashim toloi? There's a machlekes that tenoim, can a person volunteer to bring nashim toloi? Nashim toloi is a funny kind of a carbon because you have to bring a nashim toloi if you're a safi chi of chatas. But it could be that you didn't do it. It could be you taka didn't eat the chalef. It could be what you ate was shuman, was mutar. So there's one tana that says from the fact that the Torah gives you the option to bring a nashim toloi, even though Kavishmaya could be you weren't chayte. You see that Kavishmaya totally has that dimension of nedu and adavatur also. If you want to stop out of nowhere, just stop and volunteer to bring in Ashram Tali, you can do that because a person usually does chatoim, you know, anyway, so it's not so terrible to bring in Ashram Tali. So the Gemara quotes one Tanner of Belez who says, you can bring in Ashram Tali any day, except for Motzei Yom Kippur. Motzei Yom Kippur, come on, you didn't do any chait, what did you do wrong, Motzei Yom Kippur? So that's the only day you can't bring in Ashram Tali. But otherwise, you can bring in Ashram Tali, maybe Ashram Tali B'chol Yoyin. And the other Tanaim say, no, unless your mamash chayav to. So there's a machlekes in the poskim on the side of Shulchan Aruch. When you bring, for those who say the yiratzons, so should they say yiratzon ki ilu ish ibis chayavti, like the chacham, or maybe we follow the laws that yiratzon, you could say it straight. Most people now take these yiratzons so seriously, so they're not so badaik in what they do or don't say. So the idea of saying karbanos, again, is linked either to a general din of Talmud Torah or it's linked to the uniqueness of karbanos. But there is one approach that that Rabbeinu Yona quotes in Maseches Brachos, which is quite a mechudesh shtika way of understanding another dimension of what we accomplish when we recite karbanos. A little bit of a background to Rabbeinu Yona is a kasha that all the Rishonim ask, and yes, they could have asked this question in multiple places, but in Shulchan Aruch it's about appears by karbanos, this shaila, by beginning of Aruch Chaim. So the shaila is based on the Gemara in Gittin in the fifth parak. When the Gemara darshins from Psukim in last week's parsha, "Ksav lecha sadvar meila, yapi advar meila kavod chabris v'es Yisrael." So the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to write part of the Torah, to write Tosh v'Ksav, and "yapi advar meila" is a loshav yapeh. So Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Tosh v'Ksav and Tosh v'Yapeh. So the Gemara comments that since it says "Ksav lecha sadvar meila, ki yapi advar meila," they're two different categories, and therefore the Tosh v'Yapeh is supposed to remain yapeh, and the Tosh v'Ksav is supposed to remain v'Ksav, and therefore there are two sides of the sisur. That you're not allowed to write down Tosh v'Yapeh, and you're not supposed to say Tosh v'Ksav v'Al Peh. Those are two equally binding Yisurim. It sounds from the Gemara that these are really dinim l'daraisa. These are mamish really dinim l'daris. So there are some who want to argue that maybe not, that maybe it was just a harashah, maybe it was just in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu the sister was, and later it was on a mitrabonim maybe. But the simple pshat of the Gemara is that these mamish dinim l'daris. You're not allowed to write that Tosh v'Yapeh. You're not allowed to say the Baruch Shem Uchsav v'Al Peh. So Gemara has the famous kasha in the fifth parak Maseches Gittin that we do it. Well, the Maaseh Chazal did it. They wrote down Mishnayos, wrote down the Gemara. So what happened to the sisser? So the Gemara has that fascinating answer. Eis lasos Hashem v'peres osecha. That someone that was a special heter to do it because of Shichas HaTorah. What does that mean? Pashup Shah means is that the whole nature of this Isser was to enhance the Torah, to keep the Torah in the proper framework. Hashem Baruch Hu wanted the Torah Shabbat Peh to remain Baal Peh. So B'medev HaMemurim, that Isser makes any sense if it will remain Baal Peh, if it will remain to be forgotten, so then you're gonna, it's going to be worse. So Eis Lasos Hashem, that when you have such a harosha, such a terrible situation that we're afraid you're going to undermine the entire halacha, if Eres HaSecha, so then you're allowed to forget, you're allowed to do what would otherwise be an Aveira, because the whole goal of doing it is to forget, is to enhance the Torah, is to keep the Torah going. So that's what seems to be the pshat in the Gemara. So the bottom line is they lifted this Isra, at least vis-a-vis Tosh v'Yapeh. The Rambam writes that this issur of saying Devarim, of writing down Torah Shabbat was never just to write Torah Shabbat. The issur was when you're moser the Torah to somebody else, when you're teaching Torah, so you have to teach a Bial Peh. The Tzura of the Mesiris of Torah has to be Bial Peh. Like Moshe Rabbeinu got a Bial Peh, he taught it to Klai Tzor Bial Peh, we have to teach it to our children, to our Tamidim Bial Peh. If a person wants to write their own notes when they hear a Shir, Ram says, Gzunday, you're allowed to do that all the time. Even before they were Matir, the writing of Torah Shabbat Peh, in the days of Mishnah, days of the Gemara, so the Ram says, all Torahs, Shmuel Hanavi is giving Shir, the Talmud is listening, he's going to phrase, he's going to forget. So you're allowed to write, you're allowed to take quick notes. The Isser is to say the Torah, Mitocha Eksav. That was what the Rambam says. And not everyone necessarily agrees, but that's what the Rambam presents it. But the bottom line is that all the Vishem Mabar, that we do this all the time, that we say Dvar Shem Echsav B'Yapeh. So one of the questions that they raise is, we say Parshat HaTomid. Every day we say Parshat HaTomid. We say Kriyishma, Be'ez Konim, Kohanim, Duchen. We do a lot of times. We say Pesukim. We don't pull out Sefer Torah. We don't say it necessarily Mitocha Eksav. So how do we justify that practice? So there are different answers they're given by different Rishonim. So some Rishonim say, in Taisus quotes, that the Issa only applies when things are not Shkur B'Fiyakol. If you have to stop a posuk in the middle of a yikra, not everybody knows their posuk, so that you're not supposed to say B'Yapeh. But if it's everyone knows Shema Yisrael. Everyone knows Yivrach Hashem Yivracha. Everyone knows Parshat Tamid, we hope. So if you have Pesukim that are Shkur B'Fiyakol, then the Issa doesn't apply. So you get the impression from Taisus that the nature of the Issa, why is it that you're not allowed to say Dvar Shem Echsav B'Yapeh? It's not like it's intrinsically also. The issur is because it's going to lead to a mistake. It means it's like a siyog deraisa. We don't want to misrepresent the Torah. The person's going to start saying psuchim b'yapeh, and is not going to know the psuchim. People are not familiar with the psuchim. It's going to lead to a kill call. But if everybody knows Shema Yisrael, there's nothing wrong with reciting b'yapeh. That's how Taisus presents. And the other Rishayim say no. That the reason why you're allowed to say the Pesukim is that the Issa was only given when you're being mighty somebody else. If a Raya from Pesukim is a Chastainis, that the Issa only applies if you are being mighty somebody. I'm laning for you, I'm saying something to be mighty you, that's where the Issa applies. But if I'm saying it for myself, the Issa doesn't apply altogether. That's similar to the Rambam's idea of Torah Shabbat Peh B'Chsav, namely that the Issa of keeping the Torah Shabbat Chsav, Torah Shabbat Peh intact means when I'm transferring it to somebody else. So when I teach you Torah Shabbat Peh, I have to teach it to you Baal Peh. When I'm saying Pesukim to you, I have to say the Pesukim Mitocha Eksav. But if I'm doing it Benila Ben Atzvi, so then there was never an Issur in the first place. So there's a Machlekes Rishonim, what the answer to our problem is. How do we go about and justify saying Pesukim without looking inside Sefer Torah? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Taisa Shita, and the Gemara Paskas like the other Rishonim. So the Bais, everyone agrees with this. Everyone agrees, you could say Shema, you could say Bechskoi, you could say these things Baal Peh, either for Taisa's reason or for the other Rishonim. Reason. So in the middle of this sugya, Rabbeinu Yona quotes another pshat. He quotes from one of the Rishonim who says legamri a different answer as to why it's mutter. So Rabbeinu Yona says that the issur of saying divrei Torah be'al peh means when you're doing your pateras limud, you're not supposed to learn. I'm learning parshas of Vayikra right now, so you're supposed to read it inside the chumash. I'm supposed to stop and hope for the best and memorize it. But let's say I'm not doing a pateras limud. Let's say I'm doing a pateras mitzvah. There are certain Pesukim in Chumash, certain parashas in Chumash that are used by Teres Mitzvot. Say, Lamashal, a guy comes and brings Bikurim. So he says, Arami Ovid Ovi. Well, he had to bring a Sefer Torah with him. He said, I'm not learning Arami Ovid Ovi. I'm saying the parash of Arami Ovid Ovi. Well, let's say at a Chalitza. So at a Chalitza, when the Yavama says, Be'ein Yavama, Lachav Shev, that's by Teres Mitzvot, not by Teres Limud. So whenever you have Pesukim that are being done by Teres Mitzvot, not by Teres Limud, that was not the Issa. The Issa is B'tzura Satam, Tam Teres, to take on a certain Tzura. But if you're using, you're borrowing the Pesukim with Teres Limud, that's okay. So that's Chiddush number one, Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah says another Chiddush. Let's say you have a specific Pesuk that serves the purpose of a Mitzvah. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes. And it happens to be that I personally am learning that Parsha. So right now I'm learning Parshas Nasa with Birchas Kohanim. I'm learning Parshas Kisav with Arabi Ovid Avi. So right now I'm talking learning it. I'm not reading Bikurim right now. I'm broke Bikurim 2,000 years. I'm not a Kohen. I'm not Duchani. But those are Pesukim that are labeled in Halacha as potentially falling into the category of Mitzvah Tikka Pesukim. So Ben Yehuda Zachidish, that once you have a Pesuk that serves sometimes as a Mitzvah Tikka Pesuk, the Yisra is Mukha for those Pesukim. So you're not allowed to say Bresh Bola Kim Baal Peh, but you're allowed to say Arabi Ovid Avi Baal Peh. You're not allowed to say the middle of Achimash Ba'alpeh, but you are allowed to say Psukim of Chalitza Ba'alpeh, even though you personally are learning Parshas Kisei. So that's okay, as long as these are Psukim that also double as bits for Psukim. That's a Chiddush Agav Chiddush Rabbeinu Yonah. Then Rabbeinu Yonah has Chiddush number three. He says that, what's another example of Psukim that are mitzvah dika Psukim? Parsha Kabbalas. Parsha Oyma, Parsha Tovim, those are mitzvah dika Psukim. And therefore, if you happen to be learning those psukim, that's also okay. What makes the mitzvah? So we use the halig of mitzvah to say parshas hatovim. So Rabbeinu Yonah references the Gemara that appears at the end of Maseches Megillah. When the Gemara comments on the pasuk of parshas Lech Lecha, when Avraham Avinu asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Ma edaki rashana?" So what does that mean? And by the bris of Rapsa, "Ma edaki rashana?" So the Gemara says what that means is Avraham Avinu was asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, "In what chus will I get Eretz Yisrael?" But ma'ida kirushana, ma'eske. Not that he was doubting the Rebbe Hashem, we just want to know what chus does he have to do in order to be zeichet to daftach of Eretz Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch Hu responds, "Kchali egel mshaleshes, take these animals. These animals are going to be representative of karbanos." So that was the answer the Rebbe Hashem gave Avraham Avinu, that chus of karbanos, that's going to enable you to keep Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara Megillah fills in the end of the discussion. Avraham Avinu asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "That's true, Bezban HaMikdash. What about Bezban HaZeh? There's no Bezban HaMikdash. So what's chus will we have to come back there to Israel?" So the Gemara says, "No, don't worry. Because chus leave it at Kabbalah. Say Imul Afani these Pesukim, and that's chus will be able to come back there to Israel." That was the give and take between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. So Rabbeinu Yonah took that give and take and said, "That's a real din. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says things. That's their Isa. When the Rabbi speaks, that's the Rabbanu. When the Rabbi Shalom speaks, that's their Isa." So sometimes the Rav Hashem speaks with Abba Shem Hashalem and Abba B'nai Yisrael, and sometimes we have a tradition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded back to Avraham Avinu, that this is a response to Yom HaMei Deki Roshana, that learning Dinim of Karbonos is a real mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Abazoi, the psukim of the Karbonos are mitzvah dika psukim, and now, once they'll live with this mitzvah dika psukim, if you personally happen to be learning, then that's also okay. Even though you're giving a shiur in Parashat Tavit, you're learning Parashat Pinchas right now, you're giving a shiur in Olas Tavit, that's considered to be a mitzvah to Kaposuk, and therefore you're allowed to say it Be'al Peh. So you see, Rabbeinu Yonah took this saying of Kabbalah very, very seriously. He said, it's Mamash, it's a Din Deraisa, it's a Chiv government Deraisa, to say the Parashat Kabbalah. See, this was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's response to Avinu.
Isn't the mitzvah here learning them? The mitzvah is it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
So he seems to be learning that there's a mitzvah likral parashas lefana. It's not even so much learning; it's just to say the psukim. Saying the psukim is b'mokom akrabas akarbanas. So, medhay slice it, we assume that you're allowed to say these psukim for a variety of reasons, either the Shulchan Aruch reason, the Gros reason, Rabbeinu Yonah's reason, and the Rabbeinu Yonah who's mechadish. That's this idea that miras akarbanas is not a real a bona fide din, even elevated to a level of deraisa. So that was the Shirai from last week. So we finished Kabbalah, now we're ready to start the next part of davening. So what's the next part of davening? So we call Psukim Zimra. So the Gemara discusses about saying Psukim Zimra. It's not clear from the Gemara where exactly they started from, this notion of saying Psukim Zimra before davening actually starts, who exactly instituted this. So there seems to be a machlokes. Is this an official part of the Takana of Anshei Knesset Gedolah? We know the Gemara tells us in the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachas, that many of the dinim that we have in terms of brachas and tefillos were instituted by Anshei Knesset Gedolah. The Gemara says in the fourth parak they instituted the nusach of tefillah, and in the fifth parak the Gemara says they instituted the nusach of kiddush and avdol and brachas. So this bracha that we recite of beginning with Baruch Shomer, including the Lishtabach, so was this bracha instituted by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, or maybe no? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a whole discussion from the Rishonim. Let's say a person comes late to shul and they don't have enough time to say the whole Pesukei Zimra, so they want to scale down the Pesukei Zimra a little bit because they want to get Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Shulchan Aruch gives you a whole pecking order, a whole hierarchy about what's the Ika, what's the Tofel, Asher is the most important part, then the Halukas and the Haidus, and every, he gives you 15 different rules as to what comes before what. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, and what if all else fails? This guy came really, really late. The Tavis guy's filling on. They're ready. He went through Birchas Kriyashma. If he's going to start to say even a shortened version, he's never going to make Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Shulchan Aruch says, so forget the whole thing. So throughout the whole Pesukei Zimra, the davening and minyan is more important than the Pesukei Zimra. So the Mishkanis Yaakov has a tshuva where he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. He says that Bishlam to chisel away Pesukei Zimra. Okay, so at least you get such the basic kiyum of Pesukei Zimra. But if you're going to cut out the entire thing, so then you're going to lose out the entire mitzvah of Pesukei Zimra, We have no right to do that. The Mishnah Yosef Yaakov argues that the saying of Pesukei Zimra was a takana of Anshei Knesset Gedoyla, and you can't violate a mitzvah derabanan. You can't be mevatel a mitzvah derabanan in order to chaperai Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur was a very nice thing, but Tefillah B'Tzibur was not going to trump a real bona fide chiyuv of mitzvah. So apparently Shulchan Aruch held that it was not really a chiyuv. It was a zaminah. It's a nice thing. The Gemara speaks about how it's a beautiful thing to be meshabech to Rebbeinu Shlom before davening. So that's a nice thing. And Chazal said, you want to make a bracha, you can make a bracha, but you can't call it a mitzvah derabanan. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch felt at the end of the day, the hierarchy is Tefillah B'Tzibur is more important than Pesukei Zimra. The Mishkas Yaakov, who gave more significance to Pesukei Zimra, he held that it was a real formal takana. No matter how you slice it, whether you hold that it's a formal takana, not a formal takana, Lamaisa, he's supposed to say it, and he's supposed to say it before davening. The purpose of Pesukei Zimra is supposed to be hachana for davening. That's what Rabbi Vega points out, that he thinks that women have to say Pesukei Zimra. Hopefully we'll talk about a little later on in the year about women's chiyav in tefillah. So if you assume that women are chayavos to davish ben esrei, it's machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. But if you assume like those who say that women have to davish ben esrei, so then the corollary is then you have to davish ben zimra also, because the whole goal of the zimra is lama b'divrei Torah mitach lama b'tefillah mitach. Mitzvah, the Gemara says, in the fifth prayer of Brachas, you're not supposed to just come roll into shul. You're supposed to get excited first. You're supposed to get yourself into it first, so you get yourself inspired. So one of the ways you do it is by saying Pesukei Zimra. So women should have that same introduction as well. Let's say a person either chiseled away at Pesukei Zimra, or didn't say Pesukei Zimra, whatever it is, and now he already davened Shemoneh Esrei, right? And now he wants to know, should he go back to make Tashlumin for all the Pesukei Zimra that he missed? So the Mishnah Berurah says that, yeah, it's a great idea. You can't make a bracha. Let's say the person didn't say Baruch Shalom and Yishtabach. He just followed the Shulchan Aruch and he skipped right to Birchas Kriyas Shema. So you can't go back and start with Baruch Shalom and Yishtabach, because the whole, the takana or minute, whatever it was as a hachara to tefillah. If you finished tefillah already, so you're done. So you're not mechuyif to go back, says the Mishnah Berurah, but it's a beautiful thing to do. Go back and make up all the proper dilem that you missed. So others disagree. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what are you going back for? And he says, you want to say Tukmuk all day. You can say Shema all day. You can say whatever you want to say all day. But to tell the guy to stop it, how do you do it? Yosher, to say the two of Pesukei Zimra, it doesn't make any sense. There's no purpose of saying Pesukei Zimra. You want to say Dilbi, you want to daven, do whatever you want. But there's no Tzur of Pesukei Zimra post Ishmael Ezra. So yesh for yesh. So some will go back, some don't go back. Try to come on time to Shul so you get a chance to say the Pesukei Zimra properly. After Pesukei Zimra was over, so then we begin the next major part of our davening, and that's Birchas Kriyas Shema, Kriyas Shema Birchas El. So you can talk about this topic one of two ways. Either you can talk about Birchas Kriyas Shema first, without saying the word Kriyas Shema, or you can talk about Kriyas Shema first, and then once you understand what Kriyas Shema is, then you can understand why the brachas do or don't have anything to do with Kriyas Shema. So we'll do it backwards. So we'll start talking about Kriyas Shema first, and then in the process, we'll incorporate whatever is relevant, hopefully, in terms of Birchas Kriyas Shema. So let's start with the ABCs. Let's start with the basics. So we have a mitzvah Kriyas Shema. It's the first Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. It's a very strange Taisus, in the Beis and Brachos. Taisus writes that the first Mishnah in Shas, we don't pass in like. The Mishnah starts, the first line in Shas is, they even say, Kodesh Rav Arvis. So the Mishnah says, from Tzeis Kichom, the time the Kohanim eat the Chum, which the Gemara identifies as being Tzeis Kichom. So Tzeis, the Beis and Bracha says, we don't pass like this Mishnah. We pass like the other Tanoim, that you can say, you can daven Ma'ariv a little bit earlier than Tzeis Kichom. What a strange way to start off Shas. The first question, opening the Avdav Yermi, it's Shalek Elach, it's a funny Tzeis. But whatever it is, the Mishnah talks, the first topic in Shas, Tabi Bavli, is about this very topic, about the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. But the Mishnah talks about Kriyas Shema Shal Arvis a little bit later on. So the Mishnah speaks about Kriyas Shema Shal Shachris. So where did this mitzvah come from? V'shteit, this mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So there's a big machlekes in the Gemara itself, and on Daf Chafal, the third brach of Maseches Brachos, how to understand this mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, these Pichum Shachar Chumecha, what is this all about? So there's one day in the Gemara that says a very startling statement. The Gemara says that, according to one opinion, Kriyas Shema derabanan, that you don't really have to say Kriyas Shema midderais, and the whole saying of Kriyas Shema is on a midderabanan. So the Gemara says, what? Beisfei, b'shachmach kumecha. What do you mean of say Kriyas Shema? It says the Chumash of say Kriyas Shema. The Gemara says, no, how be divrei Torah k'siv? What does that mean? So Rabbi Yain explains what it means as follows, that according to one opinion, so the Torah doesn't mandate the saying of these psukim itself. The Torah says that every morning and every night, you have to be Isaac in b'shachmach kumecha, and b'hoyad v'meila shadrach mitzavcha yimala v'echa. What are these dvar ma'ela? The words of the Torah. So every morning, every night, you have to pick a few psukim, pick a pasuk, pick your favorite parasha, whatever it is, and you have to say a little bit of different, a little bit of a psukim in the morning, a little bit of psukim at night. You can say whichever ones you want. Let's say tonight I want to say Bereish Balakim, and tomorrow morning I want to read Eilat Tadus Noach, and tomorrow night I want to read V'zayis HaBracha. It's okay. You have a choice. The Torah gives you a choice to pick which one. How would the Torah say? As long as you're saying one different Torah every morning, every night. So there's this man, we wouldn't call it Ban Krishna, we call it Zman Divrei Torah. So before 9:06 tomorrow morning, yeah, whatever the Zman is, you have to say, after 6 Chom tonight, you have to say Divrei Torah, Hobo Divrei Torah Ksiv. The fact that the Mishnah records that you have to say Dafka, the words of Shema, that was at the Chonos HaChamim, that the Chamim wanted there to be uniformity in Klal Yisrael. So that's that one mandiyama that says that Kriya Shema is Durabah. Doesn't mean you have to say something Midarais. The Pasuk says, Shchof Kubecha Ksiv. So of course you have to say something. What the Gemara means is that you have a right to choose what it is. If that would be the case, that would put Kriya Shema really on the same type of a mitzvah, same category of mitzvahs of other mitzvahs, where there's a mitzvah deraisa to say something, and you choose what you want the text to be. Let's say, the Marshal, Brichas HaMotzah, the Torah doesn't say what the text is. The text was instituted later by Shabeni, Yeshua, Dov Shlomo, so the text was fleshed out a little bit later, but there's a chiyuv gomer with deraisa to bench. Each person should make up their own text. Well, let's say the Rambam describes, the Rambam's view is that tefillah is deraisa every single day. But the Shmoneh Esrei is not their eyes. I mean, that was made in the beginning by Sheni, the beginning by throughout by his Rishon. Everyone just talked to the Baruch Shalom. So every morning, you got to wake up and say, Baruch Shalom, I got a big midterm today, and give me some help. That's Tefillah Der Aisa. And then with the Rabbanim, they said everyone should be davening the same text of the full Shmoneh Esrei. Well, let's say Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah Der Aisa. The Rabbam writes, Kol Echad Lefi Dargo. Everyone says their own words. Then the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, they made a takana to say, Asher Kiddushanu Ktzad B'Kaddish Shabbos. So according to that would be a similar idea of Kriya Shema. That Kriya Shema is a mitzvah deraisa, but there is no text common in the Torah. You have a choice. Anything from the Torah would be good enough. And then the Gemara quotes another day that says, no, that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah deraisa. What does that mean? So that means is that there is a text in the Torah. That this is not like Birchas Avos and Kiddush, etc. This is like Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is not that the Kohen has a choice, whichever he wants the Malach Rosi Bikur. No, you have to say these words. So to Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema deraisa means, B'shachom Kumecha is not the different Torah, it's referring to It's referring to Vahoyu Advar Me'ila. Which words? These words. The words in front of me in the text. This text of Kriya Shema has to be recited with the Barta B'Mishachma of Kumecha. So Machlekes Amaran. How do we pass in Halach in this Machlekes? So Tosis quotes the name for Ben Etam that Ben Etam thought that Kriya Shema was only the Rabbanan. And Reuben the Rishonim don't say that. All the other Rishonim, we don't pass like that. Rabbeinu Tam, we pass in that, like the Rambam, that there's a real bona fide mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema. It's not just a bona fide mitzvah deraisa to say something, and then we choose to say Kriya Shema for uniformity. The mitzvah deraisa is mechayev us to say these words. Rav Mechav say these words. Which words do you have to say? So that's very, very unclear. So we know the Mishnah says in the first Pech of Brachas, there are three parshas of Kriya Shema. So when we say v'dibartem b'mishof k'mecha, that means all three parshas. So that's a big chiddush. That should be true. So the Rif doesn't say that. The Rif says that midaraisa, all you have to say is the first pasuk. And you say Shema Yisrael. When the Torah says b'shachov k'mecha b'ayud b'me'ela, that means the very first pasuk. That's all there is right no more. That's the midaraisa. And midrabbanan, they added on to say. They say the whole Ve'ahavta, then the Eron Ve'em Shema, why not? It's also has a nice theme to it. And third parsha is also a beautiful thing to it. But midaraisa, one fulfills the mitzvah by saying the words of Shema, the word Shema Yisrael itself. That's the shita of the Rif. And there are other Rishonim who say no. Other Rishonim who say that you have to say the whole parsha. It doesn't refer only to one pasuk in the parasha. It means so Eila means this unit in the Sefer Torah. It starts with Shema and ends with Chasap. That's where the next break in Sefer Torah is. So that unit has to be recited. The whole parasha Rishonah has to be recited in the Torah. The second parasha doesn't have to be Minat Torah, even though it says B'shav Kumecha there, that's probably talking about Talmud Torah, because there it says L'daber bam b'shift chaveisach l'chaveshav Kumecha. There it's talking about teaching your children to say Torah all the time, but the tzivu of a dibarta bam b'shav Kumecha, according to many Rishonim, only refers to the first parasha. Then the other Rishonim touches, and the Bay seems to assume it applies to the first two parashas, because it says B'shav Kumecha in both of those parashas. So you have three possibilities. Either, again, assuming not like Rabbeinu Tam, assuming that there's a Kriya Shema deraisa of a text proper, what is the text on a level of deraisa? So according to one opinion, it's just the first pasuk. According to another opinion, it's the whole first parasha. According to another opinion, it's the first two parashas. And the Rambam seems to have a very, very unique sheet, that the Rambam, at the beginning of his Kriya Shema, seems to present that you have to say all three parashas mid-deraisa. That's the Kriya Shema, which is striking, because the Gemara sounds like the whole reason for saying the third parasha is nothing with Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, you say the third parasha, it's the mitzvah of Zechir Siyas Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with Kriyishma? So why does the Rambam say that the mitzvah deraisa of Kriyishma seems to dictate the absolute all three parashas? So if we mention next week, we'll try to pick up on the Shittas of Rambam and try to just flesh out a little bit what the mitzvah Kriyishma deraisa is. And once we understand a little bit more about the mitzvah Kriyishma, we'll be able to circle back to what the role of the brachas before Kriyishma is all about. Okay.